What will be the first offshore wind energy port terminal on the West Coast is being planned for Humboldt Bay, and the Harbor District has updated the community on what it will entail. Rob Homeland, the district's director of development, explained what the project is and what it will look like from various locations in a video posted online last week. The Bayfront project site is adjacent to the town of Samoa, and the parts making up the wind turbines, which will be up to 1,000 feet tall, including blades, will be brought to it and then assembled here. A 600,000 square foot building for wind turbine manufacturing is also planned for future build-out. Homeland explained the project's components and how much of the assembly happens in the waters of Humboldt Bay.
Wherever they're manufactured, each one of those parts has to find themselves on a ship, and then all of those ships have to end up in one location so it can all be put together. This is what the Port of Humboldt is going to specialize in. So we will likely receive the parts to make the floating foundation, which is a large barge that the turbine goes on top of. So that's what you see here. This large yellow structure is a floating foundation. And this circle here is where the wind turbine tower gets connected, and then it is built up from there. So what you're seeing here is a floating foundation that was assembled on land. It's being moved across the ground onto the semi-submersible barge, which will then sink beneath it. Then this yellow floating foundation will be floating in the water, and it will be brought over to a crane that's just outside of this photo, where the wind turbine will be built on top of it as the floating foundation is floating in the water, with the crane and all the equipment lifting from the land as it's built in the water.
The 600-foot-tall wind turbine towers will be mounted on floating foundations up to 425 feet wide. Then power hubs and three blades will be connected to each, making completed turbines ready for towing through the bay and out to sea. The turbines will be towed to an area 20 miles offshore, and that's where the district role ends. Operation of offshore wind energy system is a separate project with wind energy companies at the helm. Homeland explained how most of the terrestrial project area will be used.
The vast majority of the site is open laydown area with compacted gravel, where blades, tower sections, nacelles, anchors, other components of offshore wind turbines would be shipped in from other ports. Cranes, like this crawler crane here, this big yellow one, would pick them up off the ship and then move them around on the site and stack them up so that the site is prepared to assemble the wind turbines. We are also building into the permitting for the project up to 600,000 square feet to manufacture components such as blades at the project site, though at least at first we're primarily going to focus exclusively on staging integration and build in the capacity and the opportunity to do advanced manufacturing in the future. The site will also include the assembly of floating foundations. I'll show you another version of this map shortly where the floating foundation assembly is on the opposite side, but generally we would receive large components of the floating foundations and put them all together and then launch them into the water. So in this case, you can see the components kind of coming together here. And then once it's fully assembled, it is launched into the water using that semi-submersible barge I explained earlier. And then you've got the floating foundation in the water. From there, you can do one of two things with it. You can either put it into wet storage, which is kind of a parking lot for the equipment as it's waiting for its turn at the crane, at the wharf. Or if the crane and wharf are ready, then you can bring it over and begin the vertical assembly process.
Homeland showed visual simulations of what it will look like. The most visual impact is at the Eureka Waterfront's boardwalk area down from F Street. There, the cranes, turbines under construction, and assembled turbines waiting to be towed will become prominent fixtures of the viewscape. From farther locations like the Arcata Marsh Sanctuary's main parking lot, those elements will be distant, but still the most visually prominent aspect of the bay's Eureka shore. But Homeland said there will be almost no visual effects from nearby inland locations.
At this specific location, at the intersection of F and Fifth Streets in Eureka, if it weren't for all the buildings and trees, you'd be able to see the project. But because of the buildings and trees, there's no way you'll be able to see the project, even if you really back up. So throughout the majority of Eureka Arcata, throughout the region, you want to be able to see the project. Good rule of thumb is if you can't see the smokestack, you're not going to be able to see the project.
The district's funding for the project vaulted this year with a $426 million federal Department of Transportation grant to cover half the project's cost. In addition to covering costs of the terminal's construction, the grant will pay for environmental restoration, a multi-purpose trail, an eco shoreline transition, a solar power system, recreation access facilities, support for dredging, and a $6 million community benefit program helping tribes, fishermen, and residents near the project site. The district is in the process of soliciting a developer and operator of the project. The project will be built in three phases. Permitting will happen in 2025, and if construction begins in late 2026 as expected, the project's first phase will be ready for operation in 2029. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Metz.